Hi, Odyssey fans. I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Pop quiz, Jess. What did Dion Farkas, Jay Smouse, Vance King, and Valerie Swanson all have in common?
Oh, that's easy, Bob. They're all characters on Adventures in Odyssey.
True, but not what I was looking for.
Okay, they're all played by actors who share names with characters in Odyssey?
Highly obscure, but true, and also not what I was looking for.
Oh, okay, well then, they're all kid villains on Odyssey.
There you go, that's the one. We've had an assortment of colorful kid baddies in Odyssey, and we've heard from almost all the actors who play them here on the podcast, but we haven't heard from the actors behind Valerie.
Until now, Allison Sharp plays Valerie Swanson, and she's not nearly as mean as her character.
Let's hear from Allison now. Allison, it's been a while since we've been in the studio together. It's great having you on the podcast today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Yeah, well, we want to start by going back to your beginning on Adventures in Odyssey. And before the episode Friend or Foe, Valerie had actually been played by several different actresses. But it wasn't until you stepped into that role and that character really seemed to take on a life of her own. So what did you know about this character before your performance?
So funny enough, I knew absolutely nothing for the audition. And I remember they were saying that, you know, they gave me an age range. She's in high school and that she just had this really sassy attitude. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a lot of fun to play. But I didn't know anything about her.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but some members of our writing team think of Valerie as a Nellie Olson type. Do you even know who Nellie Olson was? You may not be old enough.
I remember, you know, it's funny. I know it's from Little House on the Prairie. And
right.
I have maybe seen one episode a long, long time ago, like because my mom made me watch it or something like that.
Well, she is the one who was never happy unless she was stirring up trouble.
Right. She was the daughter of the store owner who was always just that, the blonde hair and the big attitude. And
Got it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody that you have in mind when you're playing Valerie, sort of a type that you've run into in life?
I've had a lot of stage experience playing characters like this. Like, I think back to when I did Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, I played Veruca Salt.
Oh, yeah.
And she is exactly that. She loves to stir trouble, and everything has to go her way, otherwise she throws a fit. But honestly, I think that all of the bad things that Valerie is are things that we've seen our entire lives. We all know some version of that kind of character.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked to many of the Adventures in Odyssey actors, and some of them read the script before they're in studio, and others don't like to know what's happening until they're right in front of the microphone.
Right.
So where do you fall on that continuum?
I like to read the script beforehand and practice. It's I don't over-practice it because I still want to keep it fresh, but when I do read the script, I'll go back to previous recordings or even my original audition to make sure that like my vocal tone and cadence is same. And I like to read the script because I like to know what's going on beforehand. I know a lot of actors prefer to do the cold read thing to where they just show up and read the script because then the reactions while being recorded feel real for them and in the moment. But the way that I feel is that it's not totally necessary because if you're in a room recording with other great actors, then acting off of each other is a breeze and the natural reactions come naturally. But yeah, I do like to come prepared.
Yeah. Well, and actors often tell us too that the juiciest role to play in any story is the villain. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, yeah, I do. And it's a lot of fun. And I think the reason that it is fun to play the villain is because it's like the appeal of tasting something totally the opposite of yourself. I know I sound like a terrible person when I am Valerie, but I'm actually a very positive person. I'm a definite glass half full person. It's just interesting to let loose and play around on a platform where it's acceptable, of course, and safe for other people. But it's funny, too, because I seem to play the bad guy a lot. I've done several, and I don't really think I even look like the bad guy. I'm like 5'2", brunette, and it always seems to happen. So I guess being a good person makes it easy to be the bad guy.
It may have something to do with all the energy you bring to the role. I don't know, but you do that in the studio so well. And Valerie is a character that our listeners, I don't want to say love to hate. Hate's a strong word, but they really love to dislike her with a passion.
Isn't it interesting? Yeah, it's adding a little bit of drama.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
People say that adding a little bit of drama to life, it always keeps life a little bit interesting.
Speaking of an interesting life, before Adventures in Odyssey and before you came to Southern California, I believe you were born in Nevada. So what actually brought you to California?
So I have always wanted to be an actress since I can remember. I remember being 5 years old and my parents put me in plays on stage. I had been in 20-plus stage performances before ever even moving to L.A.
Wow.
And then once I graduated high school, I went to UNR, because I'm from Reno, Nevada, biggest little city. And I was getting my degree in theater there. But then came 2011, and this acting class I was in was advertising this competition. And I was like, oh, I got to do this. So I went, and I did really well. And I actually got full representation. Then life became very difficult, because I was living in Reno, but driving 8 hours to L.A., at least once a week to audition.
Wow.
As a full-time student in college, and I had a job. So it was just like, I couldn't do it. And I moved very shortly after the whole thing happened, just months afterwards.
You've got some very interesting things on your resume. One of them really caught my attention, and it says that you are a scratch voice for the upcoming animated movie,
yeah,
Smallfoot. Tell me what a scratch voice is.
Okay, so a scratch voice is essentially a reference voice. So in the early stages of a movie, before they actually start casting people for the roles, they'll stick in a voice actor with what they think that they may like for the character. And then as the movie actually comes together, they decide whether they want to keep the voice actor or go another direction completely. It was such a cool experience, though. It was on the Warner Brothers lot. I had never recorded there before, and it was really, really special because I got to read opposite Jim Cummings, who is the voice of Winnie the Pooh. So it was... yeah, definitely one of my favorite voiceover experiences.
Yes, Jim Cummings is a voice that we've heard on Adventures in Odyssey in the past as well.
Really? Oh,
yes.
How cool. Small world. It just keeps getting smaller. He was so pleasant.
Yeah, and it is a small world. And you mentioned your theater experience, kind of how you jumped into it. But you've done a ton of theater work and really iconic roles. One you mentioned, Veruca Salt from Willy Wonka. Also Anne Frank in The Diary of Anne Frank. Wendy from Peter Pan. So what's your passion? Stage work, on-screen, voiceover? It seems like you can do it all.
Well, thank you so much. I'm so flattered. I would say I love voiceover. The best part about it is that you can show up in your jammies and nobody has to say anything because they don't see your face.
That's right. Bob and I are wearing pajamas now.
There you go. Exactly.
That's right. Jesse likes the kind with the footies in the bottom.
Yeah, exactly. You mentioned passions, and one of my, if not my most passionate passion, is doing art.
Oh.
I'm doing a lot of that right now. So,
well, cool. A lot of our listeners also love doing art. They send it into the Adventures in Odyssey Club, and we get a bunch of it at Clubhouse Magazine as well. So, do you have any maybe tips that you could give kids, a little advice on how they could improve their drawing skills?
Yeah, absolutely. Just practice every single day, and don't limit yourself to just one medium. I mean, try pencil, try watercolor, try oil paintings, try acrylics, practice every day. And also something that I found too is sometimes if I feel like I'm in a block and I'm having a hard time drawing, get out, go outside, go lay a blanket down in the park and draw in the sunlight, or go to a coffee shop and listen to people as you draw. Sometimes that can help get your creative juices flowing as well.
That's good advice. Well, let's dive into a few of the episodes featuring Valerie. A standout scene in Friend or Foe featured Valerie acting like a close friend to Jules, and then, of course, abruptly blackmailing her to get what she wanted. We did several takes in the studio, and Allison, we couldn't help but notice that you changed your performance each time in subtle ways. Okay,
That's so interesting.
Yeah, and you're not the only one to have done that. We've noticed other people do that too. Aside from taking your cue from the director, what is your strategy when you do that, when you're kind of honing your performance across multiple takes?
So when doing voiceover, I find that it's helpful to do a line several different ways. That way, when the sound designers are putting the whole thing together after the recording is done, they'll have several different options of the same line, and they'll be able to kind of pick and choose which one flows the best with the other lines before and after it. So probably just that.
Yeah, well, I will pass that along to our sound designers and let them know how sensitive you are to their having to do this in post-production after the session, because not everybody does that, you know? They always think, well, they'll figure it out later, but you're thinking of them ahead of time, and I'm sure they appreciate that.
They'll figure it out in post.
That's right.
That's right. you know, another story in the recent club episode, Mean Streak, Valerie was super excited to be featured on television. So what do you think it is that Valerie really wants out of life?
I think Valerie wants validation. I think that she is desperate for validation, and that is what causes her to act out. And that is what causes her to feel this excitement from this TV exposure. I mean, clearly she's troubled, and I imagine that she's got some trouble going on at home. I imagine that she is kind of getting lost in the shuffle, and she doesn't get the attention she needs, and she feels very negative, and I really think that she just wants to be validated. And I think she's doing it in the wrong way, but that doesn't mean that there isn't time for her to change.
Yes, and of course, we've heard, I don't know if you knew that Valerie has a younger brother who we've also heard in Adventures in Odyssey. His name is Nelson. We haven't heard a lot of the two of them together, but who knows? Maybe we'll get a chance to have a little bit more of that family interaction down the road.
I'd love to meet my brother.
Yes. Okay, so I have to ask this, because you're so comfortable being the bully. Have you ever been in real life on the receiving end of some of the kind of things that Valerie dishes out?
Yeah, I have. It's really not a great experience. I actually lived with a roommate who was just terrible, such a bully, constantly coming up with rumors and just anything that she could to get me to move out of my apartment. You really have to be careful about that kind of thing. My advice is you just absolutely have to be the bigger person and get away from it, because some people will change, but some people will take some time for them to realize that, you know, they're being the way that they are. So just get out of situations like that. We choose how we want to look at life, what we want to get out of life, whether we want to look at life as a glass half full or half empty, and why choose the negative option.
All right.
You don't want to be that person.
That's true,
that's right?
Right.
Yeah. Hopefully, your example of Valerie is giving them a wonderful model of what not to be like.
So. Yes, please, guys, do not be anything like Valerie.
Well, is there any hope for redemption for Valerie? Do you think that she could actually become a good guy before this whole thing is over?
Yeah, I definitely think that there is some good in Valerie. Like I said, it's never too late to change, and she's still so young. I don't think that the good in her has reached the surface yet. But it's there. And I think that when she realizes it herself, it's going to be a really beautiful and profound moment. I think it's going to take some time, but it's there.
Well, Allison, thank you so much for what you bring to the character of Valerie Swanson. And thank you for taking time with us today.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much.
All right. You can hear Allison as Valerie in June's club adventure, Always Do Your Best-ish. Check it out on our website at aioclub.org.
Now, before we go, we should announce that the voting for this season's Avery Awards has come to a close.
Yep, the votes are in and being tallied now, and I'm sure that there's a humdinger of an Avery podcast being cooked up, too.
Exactly.
I can't wait to see what's coming and who won the awards.
In the words of the immortal Chris Anthony Lansdowne, keep listening.
That's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Our website is witsend.org/podcast.
Or you can call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day's an adventure.